Southampton, the cuts or no cuts election. Sue Atkins, Southampton Socialist Party. In Southampton we are in the enviable position of campaigning to get Keith Morrill re-elected as a socialist anti-cuts councillor for a second time. As a Labour councillor, Keith was expelled for voting against cuts and fighting to keep Oakland's swimming pool open. He was re-elected in 2014 as an independent anti-cuts councillor and is standing again this year. Along with fellow councillors Don and Tammy Thomas, Keith has shown that if you fight, you can win. We have a great team of helpers, and are out every daily flitting, canvassing, and running stalls. The canvassing returns are very positive, and we have every hope that Keith will be voted in again. In February we saw a grand opening of the city's new cultural quarter, at a cost of £30 million. £20 million of which came from us, the local taxpayers. We are now told that the council will have to fork out another £4.4 million to complete the project, which is 5 years behind schedule, and costing more than double the original estimates. No question here of no money. Labour council leader Simon Letts says he doesn't need to know what the final bill will be because the numbers are the numbers, so the private contractors can rest assured they have a blank check from the council. This is in cruel contrast to the rest of council services. The council's own figures tell us that they have cut £120 million and axed 1,000 jobs over the last 5 years in response to the Tory squeeze on local government. Local campaigners, backed by Keith, have fought long and hard to keep a respite centre for adults with learning disabilities open. It has been closed since November, but due to continuing pressure, is on the way back to being reopened. Alongside Keith there are five candidates standing as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition. We also support two other candidates campaigning to reopen Kentish Road Respite Centre. If Labour councillors continue to say that nothing can be done, then they must expect to be challenged. By participating in the elections this year, we are helping to shape the debate on what needs to be done, and will be the only ones offering a clear anti-cuts alternative to the people of Southampton. Save our schools. Central to the election campaign is the crisis in school funding. Over the last year, a dynamic, determined campaign has been organized by local teachers, supported by the Fair Funding for All Schools group and the Teachers Union NU. The latest lively demonstration took place on the 21st of April, attended by many teachers, teaching assistants, parents, and children, with a clear message to the councillors, present that we expect them to support our schools in deeds as well as words. We demand they use their powers to allow licensed deficits, so that schools can provide for children's needs, until a new Corbyn-led government can be elected, and provide the resources to fully fund our schools. Unfortunately, the Labour Council has a policy that unlike funding of the cultural quarter, the school's budget must be slashed under a regime of threats and bullying.